Oh. Say there was a terrible accident up on the road, but you got there, you know, and there wasn't any need to call a doctor because the victim was...
Call the ambulance. Call
you didn't have
call
to.
The undertaker.
Okay. Well, I say you didn't have to call the doctor because the victim was
already dead.
Okay. call the undertaker instead. You might say... speaking of the fact that the corn seems to be short this year, you might say, this time of year, it isn't as tall as it
should be.
Okay. I might say, I'll dare you to go through that graveyard at night, but I'll bet you, what? I dare you to go through that graveyard, but I bet you...
Be scared.
Okay. Let's see. Say, when you get something done that was hard work all by yourself and you had a friend who was just sort of standing around watching without helping, you get through, you might say, well, you, what? What would you say to that person who didn't help you?
Lazy fool, go home.
Okay. That's what
that sound all right?
Too. Yes. let's see. If somebody... asked you if you can do something. So can you do that? You might say, well, I'm not sure, but I might. What?
Might do it.
Okay. Okay. What's that kind of bird that flies around at night and hunts, eats mice and stuff like that?
Goes. Bats.
Oh, okay. This is more of a bird type thing.
Owl or hawk.
Okay. Is there more than one kind of owl, or?
Yeah, screech owl and hoot owl.
What's the difference? What's the difference?
I don't know. I never did associate with them.
Me either. I've heard that they're those two kinds, but.
Yeah.
You know, I used to drive home from Denton last year, from Denton to Dallas, and this one particular place where I'd be driving along the road. Right close to the road, there was this one particular tree, and almost every night about dusk, there'd be this owl. I mean, he is huge. He's great big like this.
He's hoot owl.
Yeah, I guess that's what you call hoot owl. He's just sitting there watching the traffic go by. Mm-hmm. Great big old thing.
Did you go to, not changing service, did you go to Denton?
Yeah, I went to North Texas for a while.
Well, when did you go up there?
Well, I went up until last spring.
Well,
the last four years.
See, my granddaughter went up there, too.
Oh, is that right? When was she there?
I was trying to think. She's got some kids, but oldest is about 10 years old now.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Great-grandkids?
Yeah.
That's hard to believe.
Great-grandkids? I got a cap in full of them.
That is hard to believe.
I've got 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That's a lot of great kids. Great grandkids. Oh, yeah. Great grandkids. That's incredible.
Well, I got it.
She might have been there when I was. I just don't know.
I'm trying to think when she went up there. See, she stayed with me and went to school. I sent a bunch of kids to school and enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.
And that little gal, her and Joy, she sang together.
Oh.
They knew I loved music. The boy, they'd serenade me. I'd be on the road all the week, come in.
Uh-huh.
They'd go into high school together.
Mm-hmm. And she's about the age of Joyce, huh?
4 months difference.
Is that right?
Four months difference.